In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's Andrew Collin. I'm joined by my co-host Brenna LaRocque.
What's up, hookers?
What did you call them?
Hookers.
Hookers. Jeez, strong. I was thinking we'd call them puddle heads. What do you think for a name?
I don't care.
Okay, beautiful. So the puddle heads it is. That's how we came up with it.
I liked, what was the one? It was a little provocative that you said.
Oh, the soakers?
Soakers.
I do like soakers too.
I don't know why it makes me giggle every time.
What about creaming my jeans? You wrote that to me recently in a text because I did. I think I took the garbage out.
Andrew loves, because he doesn't do the chores that I do very often. He does some chores, but more. But anytime he does do the chores, when he does laundry and when he like mostly laundry, I think. I'm trying to think what else you would do. Whatever. He'll text me and tell me, like, if I'm not home, he'll be like, I did this and I did this.
Oh, you asked me what I'm doing.
Because I go, oh, baby, that's hot. And then you said, and I did this. And I said, oh, I'm creaming my jeans.
should we call them the creamers? All right. So maybe you vote on it. Puddleheads, soakers, or creamers? Creaming my jeans is like, it's sexy, but it's also...
No, it's so gross.
Okay.
I just picture like half and half just pouring into my fucking jeans.
Little like, half and half.
Like
what
that
is
dream,
the
like
other
that
half?
Dream. Remember I told you that dream I had? I had a dream about Harvey Specter.
Okay, wait. I want to get into this. Okay. Wait a second. Let me set this up. So, Brenna, okay, a lot of girls will have dreams where their boyfriend cheats in their dream, and then you feel like it's so real that you'll approach your boyfriend and go, I can't believe you cheated on me in my dream. How could you fuck her? I can't believe it. And it's like, it's just a dream. I wish that happened to me. So Brenna, by the way, no one needs to know when you're in a relationship, I don't need to know what your dream is, especially if it's a spicy dream. So I want to know your thought process for even telling me this dream. And what was the dream?
Okay, so I discovered Suits and I was watching it like...
Discover? Were you Magellan? What did you say the other time? I trusted a fart. Didn't it feel like this? I trusted a fart. I discovered Suits.
I'm just saying, like, I know I'm a little behind because Suits was cool a long time ago, but... I was looking for a new series and I got really hooked on the Suits, and then I felt like it was good until season 3, and I haven't watched it in months.
Okay.
But Hi, Harvey is just, he's just like a little sex symbol on that show. I don't even know if I'd pick him out of a, like, out of a group of men, but he's just the sexiest guy on that show. So, and he's the one of the main characters. They give him that appeal. Anyways, I had a sex dream. Well, I didn't even, it wasn't even a sex dream, but I had a dream about him and I was giving him a hand job.
That's sex. And that is sex. That is honest. Okay, keep going.
I was giving him a hand job to complete, and he, when he came, it was so much cum and it poured out like milk. Like it was like a water spout, but it was like the milk, and it was just pouring out of the out of his penis. Anyways, I woke up and I told Andrew.
Okay, can you set the scene though, or was it one of those dreams where you were like, like doing somersaults while jerking them off? No, or was there like a whole like build up to it?
I because think it was like a weird hand job. Like it was like kind of like a vulnerable hand job.
What's a vulnerable hand job?
What did you have? Like it was just me and Harvey in a room.
Well, I would hope so. What are you jerking them off at Shea Stadium?
Well, dreams are weird, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. it was like there was no furniture. It was just me and Harvey.
First of all, who gives hand jobs nowadays? That's my first thought when you told me. My second thought was the fact that it was just a hand job made me upset because it made me think you were cognizant enough in the dream where you were like, hey, Harvey, like, yeah, no, it's cool, but I'm in a relationship. I have a boyfriend.
You're crazy for that.
But we could just do hand stuff. That's cool. You told me that you didn't think it was cheating because you didn't blow or fuck him.
Well, I didn't think it was as severe. I thought that I
think it's worse.
I thought it would be okay for me to tell you because it wasn't a full sex. It wasn't.
I know, but that's what makes me think that it was like calculated where you're like.
You think I like went to bed and I was like, I hope I dream of Harvey tonight.
Honestly. Yeah, probably. He's just such a he's a dumb actor playing a smart character. I hate when. You know, women get fooled by these guys. He's not even a real lawyer.
Nobody's fooled. I literally set it up by saying, listen, I know this is what Harvey is. What are you talking about? You're just mad because his cum was a lot. And it was. And it,
I'm not happy about it. Because I cum like the last drop of a ketchup bottle coming out. My cum comes out of me like, fine, I'll get out of bed.
You got to smack it like.
Yeah, I smack the side of my penis, the 50 to 43, which is my age, until a cum comes out. It's so sad. That's your idea of a hot dream.
It just dribbles out. It's like, and it makes a noise. Yeah,
it's just like, did you cum? I could like fake it, and you'd still think I had an orgasm. Yeah, and then like,
have you ever shot a blank?
Not yet. I mean, I'm sure I'm getting close.
Oh, that's like an old guy thing?
I don't know. I think eventually it's just powder. Or chalk.
Like dust.
Yeah, just dust in the wind. Old dusty dick Colin. I know. We better have a kid soon. Dude. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like telling me that, I do appreciate it. In a way, I do appreciate that you're honest with me about the... But again, it's like, I don't know if you want me to be jealous of Harvey. Like, you're trying to like...
No, I just thought it was a wild dream to have. Like, because of... I was fascinated by the coming part.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it just... It overflowed, like, on all sides of the... Like, it just spilled out. And just... It was wild. I've never seen cum wild. Like that before. It's just because that was in my head, right? Like, that's what I made up in my head in my sleep.
You know, I'm having sex dreams, too.
You are?
Yeah, of sitting in a chair watching you jerk off Harvey. What I'm saying, we got to stop watching Suits. We are watching too much Suits. We're both seeing Harvey cum. And I'm not part of it. I'm a cuck. I'm a cuck bitch. Oh, man. Yeah, that was, I still don't know. Yeah, that was intense. The other funny part, recently, my debit card has been getting used on Instacart. I've had to have my credit or debit card canceled like 3 times. And I'm sure you're like, well, don't you have a credit card? No, I don't. I just have one debit card. I'm 43 years old. I just have a debit card. And what you learn when your card gets canceled is how many subscriptions you have. And we have way too many. I have YouTube TV. I have Peacock, HBO Max. It all just adds up. And my YouTube TV, I forgot how much fucking money it is. I'm like, this is worse than cable. It's $70 a month or whatever. So I stopped paying it. I decide I'm not going to pay anymore, which is sad. I'm now watching football on TikTok Live.
Wow, you've really had to make some serious cutbacks.
Dude. It's sad. So, but the best part is Netflix, we're like, should I just let that go too? And then you're like, I think I have my own Netflix account. I go, your own? And she goes, no, it's an ex-boyfriend's.
So, no, like, because my TV is the one plugged in the bedroom. And I was like, oh, let me see if I can just sign into their accounts.
Which, I don't know, as your current boyfriend, part of me goes, let's use him for all he's worth. What else does he, you know? Like, let's fucking buy a car on his credit card.
I'm sure I have a picture of his debit card somewhere in my phone.
I mean, he is
we can make a couple Instacart orders, get some groceries.
Well, my Uber Eats is, my credit card is down. You just go to
such
town on it.
Such a bummer. Such a bummer.
Yeah.
I would ration. I would be like, okay, I have Andrew's card on my Uber account and he won't notice if I only order like once a week. And then I would be like, he won't notice if I only order like twice a week. Like,
He won't notice if I move out.
Then I was
and start a new life.
Then I was ordering food to go pick up, but I was like, it's on Andrew's card. Like, I'll now just like walk and pick it up. Like, it just.
Well, my first thought was the Instacart, where when they hit me up, they're like, someone's using your card. I was like, I think I know who. I think I know who. Did she fucking buy shit from
Sephora?
Sephora.
Yeah.
This girl's so addicted to Sephora. Every.
I didn't even shop the Sephora sale. I've been really good, mostly because I don't have money right now. But
you don't have access to Sephora Eats.
No, Sephora's on Uber Eats. I totally should have ordered through that.
Holy shit. No. Yeah. You would just. I don't know. As a current boyfriend, using an ex-boyfriend's account is just. It doesn't sit well with me.
They're not my ex-boyfriends. They're my ex-flings.
Damn. You got an ex-flings account?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Go on. How did you get it the first night?
The first night?
How did you get his account? Oh, you were just hooking up.
He would come over and like sign in to things because I never bought anything. And then we split. Well, I like, we were never together. But I think I reached out to him. Oh, because I was still seeing
him. In a dream?
No. Because.
Were you jerking him off?
No, because he.
I blew him with a condom on.
I had his Amazon account too. And it got like signed out automatically. And I was like, let me just see if I can text him and just like be like, hey, could I still have it back? And he gave it back to me.
How long ago was this?
It was years ago. Don't worry about it. But yeah.
So are you in his Amazon? Why have we not been using
it? We have to check. I really don't know. I don't pay attention.
This is something to pay attention to. Let's start opening up these fling accounts.
How about this?
I'll get YouTube TV back. I'm watching TikToks here. I'm watching full games on my TikTok.
You got to let me find some men to manipulate into giving me their passwords.
I don't even think I'd care. Let's get you around and out on the town.
You know what? I was
put you on Sunset.
Sometimes I am those guys that DM me and they'll be like, hey, baby, just looking for like a sugar baby. Like, would you be interested? I should start responding to them because those guys will give you money just to like meet them.
I know.
I've done it before.
What?
I have taken money from a man for meeting him. And also.
I don't know if you should be
Melanie's
saying.
Melanie's face. Listen, the times were hard, okay?
A little judge. Wait. Am I?
No.
Were you a sex worker?
No. Oh, my God, no.
Just hand jobs?
Just hand jobs. In
Chipotle?
No, but.
Was this the food dude?
This was like a long time ago. But yeah. Guys,
so you went and met up with this guy and he Venmo'd you or
cash?
He gave you cash.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
I want to say 250 just to meet him, but just to meet him.
Where were you? Okay. How did he find you?
I was in my car and I rolled down the window and he just like came up and he like parked next to me. Yeah.
So, okay. First of all, where did he find you? Were you on Craigslist putting soliciting?
No, we would go out to this bar and just like meet guys and like whatever. It was fine. I don't want to.
Is this one of the older guys that paid for your car wreck?
No.
That's a different guy. How many are there? How many subscriptions do you have? Oh my God. You meet him at a bar. He goes, hey, I want to take you out. And you're like, cash up front. And then you just drive up. He meets you in a parking lot. He gives you $250. And then what?
Because he, like, I never saw him again. Like,
he just gave you $250 and drove away?
Yeah, because he was like, I'll give you half now. And then I'll give you another $250 if we go on a date, basically. And so he's like, but I would want to, like, see what the vibe is, whatever, like let's just meet up and chat.
What are you, two detectives? What is happening right now? So man, is this where I like pause for a second? I go, is that all that happened?
It truly is. Yeah,
man.
But the guys who just like helped me pay for my car wreck were just friends. Like they were old men who were friends who definitely wanted to have sex with me, but I didn't have sex with them. And one of them like gave me a car to drive around for a while when I wrecked my car, and then got me like this cheap lawyer. And the other one would like to drive me to like, oh God, it was just.
Drive you to work? Old man? Drive you to work? What the fuck is happening? This is insane.
Then I started dating guys my age, and I would the only thing I could get on them was YouTube subscription passwords. So, like,
and then you started dating me.
That's why I went back to you.
Yeah, I'm just older, and I actually pay for way more than $250.
Yeah, I'm gonna be talking about you.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
To my therapist in a few years, I'll say. And then I found this guy, and he paid for.
Your esthetician school that you're finishing, baby. Switch it up. So you're done with esthetician school. I mean, when this comes out, will be your last day.
The day that it comes out will be my last day.
Six months. Like, it was no joke. Also,
it was six and a half.
Yeah, people don't. You know, it's hard to explain how bad LA traffic is unless you've experienced it, especially Melrose or Beverly. But Brenna really did have to like drive like 3 hours in traffic each day, which was just a job in itself.
I was just thinking about how it is a miracle I have not gotten into an accident. And all of the rush hour driving I did morning and night, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Like
Harvey's.
I really feel like I conquered. I do definitely almost get into an accident almost every day, but I'm a very combative driver. Is that the right word? I was on the highway the other day. I was left lane's fastest lane, second lane, third lane, fourth lane to the right is the slowest lane. I was in the third lane from the left or second from the right. Blinkers on, merged over to the second lane. To the left, there is a guy in a tinted out Charger coming up in the most left lane. He thinks I'm crossing over two lanes. I'm not. I didn't even get into that. Just automatically lays on his horn because he's in a fucking Dodge Charger and wears big caps with the sticker still on them. And he's like laying on his horn. And I wasn't even like, I'm pretty good about saying, hey, yeah, sorry, I was wrong. I'll wave to people. I'll literally go, sorry, you know. We're both good at that. I didn't do anything wrong. He was just rage driving in traffic. And so he drives right up next to me. And also don't do this because this is how people get shot in cars. But he drives right up next to me. Typical guy driving a black Dodge Charger. And he starts like, I can tell he's just yelling at me. And like, he's got his hand out. He's like pointing at me. Blah, 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 blah. Just a mad dude. And I looked at him and I go, aw. And then I like did the little tear down your face and went, aw, poor baby, aw. And it made him so mad. If you don't do the thumbs down, don't flip people off. Just go, aw, wah. And they'll be so mad. They'll be so mad because you're calling them out.
And poor then you baby. Met in a parking lot and he gave you $200.
And that was the guy who I never met for a second date.
And now we have his YouTube TV.
But dude, he sped off. But then he stopped harassing. Don't harass me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, the Dodge Charger is, I've never met someone I like in a Dodge Charger. No, it's always never. A guy still wearing a Letterman jacket, still bragging about high school football. He brags about like having like a TP trade account or something. I don't know. He's probably wearing a white beater tucked into jeans. He's just like, they think their car is so fast. And I love a Tesla. It's just like, phew. Like faster than these fucking chargers that are so loud. So anyhow, but you tell me these stories and I'm like really proud that you stick up for yourself. But then part of me is like, you're going to get murdered. Like just because you're in.
I'm out of the age bracket. I'm
no,
not.
You're not. Yeah. You are so murderable. Women say that. They're like,
I feel like no I would have been murdered already.
Huh?
I would have been murdered already.
No, you're still in your, you still got at least 3.5 months before. Yeah. No, you have plenty of time to get murdered. Look at that face.
Thanks.
Yeah, I do get worried whenever, like sometimes I'll get like randomly like, oh no, she's walking in the dark.
Yeah, well, like I don't walk in the dark alone.
What do you do?
I stay inside.
But you go to your car at night. You go to the car at night in downtown LA.
Oh yeah, that is kind of scary. I just saw on TikTok a video today. The old neighborhood we lived in Central West End, St. Louis, Missouri, a woman was walking with her husband and was carrying her child in her hand, walking across the street. Some guy, hood up, comes up behind them, says something to them to grab their attention. And she like leaned in to like, I think she leaned in to maybe say, hey, what? And he tried to snatch their child. And the dad like.
Snatched a child. Yeah, oh, I couldn't tell in the video. I thought he was snatching the purse.
No. She had a baby and he tried to snatch the child. Dad protected her, wrapped his arms around her, and then like was able to just like chase him away. But it's a scary world out there.
I mean, can you imagine stealing a baby and then like, I don't know, I feel like I'd rather steal like a 7-year-old.
The 7-year-old, though, knows a little bit too much about the fact that they don't belong there and they can talk, but the younger child, they can manipulate it a lot more and make it forget like who it is and where they come from. And
no, I know, it was mostly just a joke about stealing a baby and then you have to get diapers. It's gonna cry a lot. It's just like it's a tough thing to steal because then you have to deal with having a baby. You know, I'm sure they probably have someone lined up to sell it to, I guess. I don't know exactly how it works. It's wild to think that there's a black market out there. And it was like broad daylight, too, which is fucking wild. I don't know.
Well, St. Louis, Missouri is one of the top cities for sex trafficking.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the U.S.
I wonder why that is.
Middle of the country.
Yeah.
Ship them east. You can ship them west, north, south.
Look at you.
And it's a Southwest airline hub. So Southwest goes everywhere.
You've really thought about this. You're like, you have the idea of like someone setting up like an Amazon, like
a warehouse.
A warehouse.
There probably is.
Yeah, St. Louis is perfect. You get a baby, you could be in Detroit in 3.5 hours.
You can put them on the Mississippi River in a tugboat and ship them down the river.
Oh, be great. Mm-hmm. What else have been going on with us? I feel like, so I've been boxing lately and like, I go to boxing classes now and whenever I'm walking to a boxing class, I go past like a homeless person who like gives me weird eyes. I don't want to fight them. And then I go to the boxing class, I leave and I'm like, I think I'm so tough. Like I could fight anyone. I'm like, step to me, motherfucker. But really my boxing classes aren't even like sparring. It's just a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like the biggest bitch. 3, 4, 1, 4, 5, 6. And I leave there. I'm like,
do you guys
yeah.
count like that?
I mean, I do,
do
in
you
my
go,
head.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch, give me any number.
10.
No. Add a 6.
Just wanted you to stop.
Yeah, okay. I did too. I don't even know why I kept doing that. Anyways, I feel real tough after doing that. And then I think about it, I'm like, does Brenna think that I could protect her if shit went down?
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely, you could. I feel like you're protective of me even in safe settings. Like, but not even consciously. Like, you'll just like lead me through, or you'll like hold me in a certain way if there's like a big crowd. Like, yeah, definitely.
Nice. I'm glad that you see me as a protector. Mm-hmm. I think I do fuck up sometimes, though. Like, we went into...
never mind. I take all of that back, what I just said.
I guess the word ick. I hate the word ick. Like, the word ick gives me an ick. I don't know. I hate the word. But I think you got the ick that night because... So we're walking into a 7-Eleven to get Gatorades, and two kind of shady looking individuals are getting out of their car and going into 7-Eleven at the same time. I think you're right behind me. I really did think you were right behind me, but I didn't want to be near these guys or touch them at all. They looked very dirty and druggy, and I just wanted to get in 7-Eleven as quick as possible. So I might have stepped on the gas a little bit to the point where I left you hanging.
Yeah, you were about 10 steps ahead of me.
No,
walking
no, no.
into the 7-Eleven.
I think I started 2 and then I sped up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Andrew opens the door because he's not going to say what happened. Andrew opens the door just enough to squeeze his body in and so literally shimmies into the door. And the fucking creepy guy walks up, opens the door after Andrew, and goes, after you.
He was like a nice like gentleman.
Lets me in, and I look at him. He knew I was pissed. He was like cross-dressed and everything. Like, he was one of the girls. He understood. And I said, thank you. Looked him right in the eye, said, thank you. And then I started yelling at you in the 7-Eleven. I was like, clearly like...
And then you get the ick, and then obviously I'm apologetic. I was just afraid.
Oh, I was so mad at you.
I know. But then at that point, you just gotta...
You were already looking at the fucking drink you wanted, and I was still outside of the 7-Eleven. And you go, I thought you were right behind me, which is a fucking sack of shit lie, because that is not true. You can feel when someone's right behind you, and the only person you felt was the lovely gentleman, woman,
whatever,
who opened the door for me.
Point being, I messed up, and I usually am protective. That one time, I wasn't. I feel like there haven't been many of those times where I've sped up. I do think there's been a couple times where I've thought about my own self-preservation, just because I think...
You don't love me?
No, I think I love you so much. I want to stay alive. No, there's times where I think, like, I was single so long before you.
You can't... We've been together for 3 years. I don't want to hear that. You should... No, that's not a good excuse, but go ahead and say
no,
it.
No, I was just single for so long that all I had to think about was my own safety. And so sometimes when I'm in situations that call for me to react, to survive, I feel like I forget that you might get killed.
Okay. Well, thank you for...
But now
explaining
that I'm
it.
Taking boxing class, I'm ready. So if that happens again, it won't happen again.
So how would you do it now?
Would I do it now? Same scenario?
Same scene.
I just open the door and I let everyone... I just open the door and I let everyone come in.
No, you're still scared of the guy.
Yeah.
The two guys.
Yeah.
And take away the feeling of knowing that they were fine.
Yeah.
And really put yourself back in that moment.
I would have opened the door.
What do you think was the best scenario?
I probably should have just slowed down, let them go in, and then walk in with you.
100%. Don't let your attacker get behind you. So even you could have said, I'm going to open the door, let you in, close the door after me.
Yeah.
Or let you in first, go after you and just hold the door. You know how you can kind of like hold the door behind you when somebody mm-hmm. else is coming in behind you? No. You got to have your eyes on the threat the whole time.
Yeah.
So you should have said, hey, babe, you should have grabbed my hand, pulled me back, and you should have said, let's just wait here for a second.
I think
let's go to another 7-Eleven.
I think what it is like, I felt like sometimes if I'm afraid, if I get into the store, I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as I'm in the store, no one's going to stab me in the store.
I mean, in a 7-Eleven in Hollywood,
yeah,
that's definitely could happen.
Yeah, I think that
I'm surprised it didn't.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
All right. So we had you guys call in or do voicemails about annoying things about going to the doctor or telling us funny stories about going to the doctor. That's the theme of the pod this time. Our producer, Melanie, by the way, I don't know if we've ever introduced you. Yep.
Here's my voice. You hear my laugh a lot. Sorry.
I was just thinking that today. I was like, we're supposed to introduce her, aren't we?
I think it's actually kind of cool that we've kept you a secret. Also, what if I hated her?
That's true.
I don't think I'd still be here if you hated me.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. Now,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So you passed the test.
Thank you.
Glad
to be here.
Yeah, no, you're awesome. We're really happy to have you and mm-hmm. lucky to have you. And she's single in LA, so.
Hell yeah.
So any suitors out there, hit her up.
You're Jewish, that's a plus.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's a hot topic right now, but hey, come on in.
Come on in.
All right, so you thought of a idea for us for a Would You Rather Doctor Edition.
Yeah, I really hate doctors, so I mm-hmm. thought it would be a good idea to see what your patient's levels are with doctors. So,
okay.
Let's see. So for the first one, would you rather be waiting in the waiting room for an hour or be waiting in the exam room for an hour for the doctor?
Waiting room.
Yeah, probably the waiting room because the waiting room, once I get in the exam room, your boy is a
and you have to strip anxious. Down sometimes, so you're just like cold under fluorescent lightings, just like looking at your nipples.
Also, like the
and you're on that cold table,
yeah, that
with
cold
a bare
table,
ass. Yeah,
and the paper never covers the whole table.
And they send the nurse in first, which makes you think like, all right, we're getting this along. And then the nurse will say, the doctor will be right in, and then the doctor doesn't come.
But the only problem with the waiting room is it depends on what kind of doctor it is. But there's sometimes some real characters in the waiting room where I'm like, oh, I wasn't sick from hepatitis before I came in, but now I'm going to get it from this person.
Oh, like being in the
yeah, there's
ER.
Some people in there that look like they have tuberculosis, yeah. Like some disease I've never seen before.
I've been in an ER before and like watching somebody puke up blood in one of those little dishes. And I'm just like, I got to get.
No, I'd rather be in the exam room.
Yeah.
So the exam room. I don't know. Maybe there's a half and half.
But if you had to choose one.
I would go waiting room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, would you rather get blood drawn or get your finger pricked?
That is tough. Because the finger prick hurts more.
But when's the last time you got a finger prick? Like second grade?
Yeah, when
I
was. I
can't remember the last time.
I was real young. Have you ever got a finger pricked? Yeah.
I don't think so. But I hate getting my blood drawn. I hate it because, and I hate IVs. I hate feeling the cold liquid go into my arm. It's one of the most uncomfortable feelings. And I've had so many IVs.
Yeah. Getting your blood drawn. I've done it plenty. Like, and sometimes at first you're like fine with it. And then you're like, my blood's leaving my body. And like after like five like fucking things, I start thinking I'm going to die because all my blood's gone. And it just, I don't love blood. That was one of the reasons. That was the only reason I didn't become a doctor. I love one. Yeah, periods. So I would say finger prick from what I remember was scarier to me because I just knew it was more painful. Mm-hmm. But you never got the finger prick.
I think I'd take the finger prick. But I don't know how it feels. I think I'd take the finger prick. Sounds faster.
I remember I had to get my blood drawn and the person kept missing my vein like 45 times.
This is coming from somebody who's literally cut their own skin off, though. Remember I told you that story the other day?
She got her belly button pierced and it went bad and the skin was like falling off. Oh. And so then she cut it off with scissors when she was drunk.
Okay, I understand doing things when drunk, but that's like real skin?
Yeah, I literally like cut.
What yeah. kind of scissors?
Like were kitchen scissors, enough? steak scissors.
Dude, geez.
Just from the scissors my parents had my entire childhood.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay. All no, on that yeah, because
I'm like a like just fucking get it done with kind of person. Like, just it's gonna hurt for a second, no big deal. Okay.
All right. What's all next? Right.
Would you rather get complimented on your genitals from a gynecologist or urologist mid-exam, or be told you have perfect feet from a podiatrist?
Perfect feet from a podiatrist.
I'd rather get my genitals complimented. I mean, I guess I've never heard that. We've all heard the last episode. So, yeah, I think I'd rather have my genitals. It depends on the doctor, too, honestly.
Well,
you want a doctor to be like, nice cock.
Do you want the podiatrist to be like, nice cock? Or would you rather have a urologist? That'd be pretty cool, actually.
If the podiatrist was
like, ew, you're so gross.
It's like if the dentist said, great cock. Yeah. One time I went to a doctor and I've told you this, that I had scabies and it was on my balls and the nurse was pretty and I told her that I had a rash on my hands because I didn't want to tell her that my balls.
But she was looking at your chart and definitely knew, right?
No, she didn't know yet because I didn't tell him yet.
All right. Oh, next question.
That was terrible. Anyhow.
Would you rather...
What did you think was going to happen? She was going to be like, all right.
They never looked at my balls. The doctor never looked. I just left.
How did you treat your scabies?
I figured it out on my own.
What do you mean
online.
You figured it out?
I just online, trial and error.
Antibiotic cream?
It ended up just being a cream. It was gone in like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I just learned about scabies in school.
After crying for like 4 months. It was horrendous. And I still went to the doctor and I wouldn't show it because I was too embarrassed.
All right.
This is why you shouldn't have good looking nurses.
Scabies and blue balls.
They're gray. But anyhow.
Would you rather get sick with COVID or the Spanish flu?
What's the COVID? Spanish flu?
I've had COVID 19 times. I'm
is
fine.
Is the Spanish flu the flu?
It was like COVID 100 years before COVID.
The Spanish flu.
It's the flu.
The flu,
dances.
But you feel like dancing.
Yeah. Ricky Martin.
Honestly, I'd take the flu because you're going to get a little skinny. I've had COVID 3 times now, and I don't think I can do it again because it's knocked me on my ass.
There's nothing better than a disease that knocks out like 10 pounds and doesn't kill you. Ugh, it's great.
Would you rather? So first, you need surgery. That's not a would you rather. You need it.
Okay.
Would you rather your sibling perform the operation or your best friend?
My sibling. My sister's a neuroscientist, so my best friend, I don't think she'd be able to take it seriously. I think she'd cut me open and be like, not you bleeding.
Yeah, she'd be like, let's catch up while I'm cutting you open.
Yeah, she'd be like, it's the way that your blood is red.
Yeah, I would also trust.
And I'd be like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I could see my buddy like not giving me like anesthetic and just be like, oh, stop being a fucking bitch. Yeah. But my brother would like be more loving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He'd fuck. Oh, fucking you. Yeah. Oh, your spleen's gone? You fucking pussy? Yeah, remember JV football? Yeah. No, dude.
Yeah. No, my sister cuts open rats.
Rats.
So I think that she knows her way around a scalpel.
I think in this scenario, she's an actual... Like, she's not saying... Your sister's not a doctor. I'm saying...
She is a doctor.
No, no. I know she's that kind of doctor, but she'd be like a surgeon. Huh? She wouldn't be your sister. What? She would be your sister, but she'd be an actual surgeon in this scenario.
I can't tell if I'm stupid or if you're saying this in a weird way.
I'm a little confused too.
Okay.
By what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you?
So you said surgery be by your, in this scenario, they're both doctors, right? Your best friend and your.
No,
I think it's that one's open for interpretation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
You could be in the wild. You just need surgery immediately.
Okay. Well, there's, in the wild. Yeah.
Those are the two people there. I know you guys are in the wilderness often.
Yeah. We're here. I couldn't put a tent up. I don't think.
You definitely couldn't. You'd be like, let's find some big leaves and just cover ourselves up.
If we were walking in the woods and there were two scary bears. I would be in that tent and you'd be outside.
You'd shimmy by. You'd run ahead of me and shimmy by.
I'd shimmy right into that tent, boy.
And then the bear would open the tent door for you.
Yeah, and be like, welcome to the tent. Thanks, bear. Anyhow.
Okay, there's two more. Would you rather be asked by your dentist if they can use pictures of your teeth in a professional study or have your feet pics leaked to WikiFeet?
Man, this goes back to the podiatrist. I mean, anyone that compliments my teeth.
Well, that doesn't mean it was a compliment. Yeah, it's not a compliment.
Oh.
It could mean you had like a really fucked up mouth and then they helped you fix you, which is good, but.
But then Feet Finder is looked at as a positive because.
I want to get paid for my feet, so I'm saying teeth.
Okay. Well, first of all, yeah, I honestly think we could sell your feet.
I think so too. They have good feet.
But they're leaked.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want them to be leaked, so I'll go tooth route.
Okay, got it.
Teeth route.
Yeah, leaky feet. Leaky feet. You don't want leaky feet.
I've had my teeth in a study.
Really?
Yeah, so I...
Whoa. Why?
My jaw was really fucked up. It was really small, or I had like two palate expanders before going to this doctor.
Could you not open your mouth?
I could open it, but she was like, you've had an expander? What? Like, no, we gotta
keep going.
Yeah. So
they had to break your jaw?
No, but I had a retainer where I had to talk with my mouth closed for like half of sixth grade, and it was really embarrassing.
Mm, that really sucks.
Yeah. But it's okay because I'm in a study. So,
yeah, now you're here.
Right?
And you have great teeth.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Parents paid a lot of money for that.
Yep. $10,000 smile right there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh God. I don't know how much money braces are. I can't. Whatever.
Probably it was something like that. Because my dad always says it about my teeth.
That you needed braces?
No. $10,000 smile.
Did you have braces?
Yes.
Oh.
How long did you have
braces? I think that's just a saying. That's not.
Like two years. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm. My dad says something and I'm like, he's the first person to ever say that. Because he's like the smartest person I know.
Yeah. No, I think that's definitely a saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my dad started it. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I think it has nothing. The price of braces, I think, are probably like $4,000, I would say.
Yeah, but I had other work done on my teeth.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize yet.
It's literally $10,000. Okay.
All right, last one. Would you rather hear the good news or the bad news first?
Bad news.
Yeah, bad news. A lot of people do that. They like, you ever have someone be like, they set you up with good news just to bring you down? Like, that's a tactic that like businesses do too. They'll be like, we really love your energy around the office. However,
yeah. It's a constructive criticism put inside of a compliment.
Yeah.
The bread on either side is the compliment, and then the constructive criticism.
Like, you have really healthy skin, but you have stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, that's literally what I do to people. I said, I love your routine. I love that you're on a routine, but this is what you can do better to improve.
Didn't you do that to Melanie?
You do that to me once a week. But I ask for it.
I go, how's your skin today?
Puts me under the bright lights.
Come here. The podcast lights are also, it's also my, yeah. It's my skin studio.
Yeah, so I'd rather get bad news first.
All right.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Good job. All right, now we... Oh, do you have any doctor stories? Did you ever go to a doctor?
I honestly haven't been to the doctor in a while. I have gone to a lot of urgent cares in the last few years. But I will say the most annoying thing I have to say about doctors is just believing like in my pain. And I once went to a doctor or an urgent care in St. Louis. I was having the worst like cramping and everything, just like my whole system, and it was like very intense pains, couldn't stand up, like I had to like leave work, my friend had to come pick me up, I couldn't even walk. And I went to urgent care and they were like, asked me about all of my symptoms, you know, I was sick, whatever. And they were like, yeah, are you sure you didn't just start your period? Like, are you sure you're just not just on your period? I'm like, I'm in my 20s. I know what my period is. I track my period, like, you know. And so that was really annoying. Like, oh, we don't really believe your pain. They sent me home with like Tramadol, which is, I don't know, it's like a little bit of a painkiller. And they really were just like, it'll pass. It's probably just like, what is it? Like middle of the month cramping when you ovulate or whatever. When I was like, no, it's not my period. And then come to find out I had a cyst burst, which is people typically end up in the ER for that. And I had an ovarian cyst burst, which has happened to me like 3 times in the last few years. And boy, it's like the worst thing ever. But yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing more annoying when you feel like, you know, a lot of times too, they'll be like, it's just anxiety. You're just, you know, because I've gone to the ER a few times thinking I was having a heart attack. It was just a panic attack and really a cyst in birth and really was just anxiety. But
yeah, but those will make you feel like you're dying.
Yeah, but they really like, I'm like, one day I feel like I'm going to be right. I'm going to be like, I told you it was a heart, like my last words are like, I told you it was going to be a fucking heart attack.
Did, when you went for your panic attacks or anxiety attacks, did they give you medicine to calm down?
I think they recommended it. The one time that I went to the doctor, I went to urgent care because I thought I was choking to death. I was at my grandma's house. I was laying on the floor and I felt like I inhaled a piece of lint. And I could feel it in my throat, I thought. And I was like, I'm just half choking. But I felt like I could full choke if it went to the other side. Like, I thought the
lint, it was going to, like, get webbed in there.
Yeah.
Be like a screen.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't going to get much
no
air.
No screen, though. Just a door. Yeah. And I thought, or, yeah, maybe a screen with a little bit of air.
Yeah, like, you were like, eventually, if I run out, I won't be getting enough air, and then I'm going to be asphyxiated or whatever the fuck, and I'm going to lose oxygen to my brain. And
yeah.
I know exactly. Yeah.
So I'm living at my grandma Thelma's at the time. She wasn't home. So I go across the street where my grandma Shirley lived. They lived across the street from each other.
So cute. And she was like a storybook.
Yeah. It's weird too because my parents are divorced and they still lived across the street. And my grandma Shirley was in the bathroom, and she had a nurse aide there who probably could have told me that I'm not choking. Like, looking back at the story, I could have just talked to this woman.
That nurse aide was making $9.75 an hour. She didn't give a fuck if you couldn't breathe.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
She probably put a pillow over your grandma's face.
That's, yeah. Jesus. So I walked past her. She's holding down my grandma, trying to kill her. And then I was like, Grandma, I'm choking. And my grandma was in the bathroom.
And your grandma was like, me too.
But $9.75. Fuck your grandma. But I remember the door was closed. My grandma was in the bathroom and she just goes, what? Huh? And I was like, oh, you're not. I could judge by her reaction that she wasn't going to help me. By the what? Huh? Dude. What? Huh? And I was like, okay, grandma. Actually, I'm not choking.
Wait. When you were saying that to her, were you gasping for air? Were you like,
well, yeah. I was
like, grandma.
Grandma, I'm choking out here. And she's like, what? Huh? And I was like, yeah, I kind of was. I was kind of like panicky. I was like, I'm choking. I'm choking, grandma. Grandma Shirley, I'm choking. So the nurse aide is like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? And I walked past her and I was like, okay, I guess I just got to take care of this myself. So I was like, I'm going to drive to urgent care while choking. But it was like 20 minutes away. So I'm in traffic, which already sucks. But I'm like, I'm choking over here. Someone's like, bitch.
Somebody goes, aw,
are you choking? I was like, you don't get it. I'm half choking right now, but I'll be a full choke.
It's a screen.
It's going to be a screen, but it will be a door. Just fucking. So I'm trying to, I like put on Jack Johnson to relax.
Banana pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're ever choking to death, throw on some banana pancakes. Better together. I'm choking over here. So then I get to urgent care, and there's no valet. I think that's weird. Don't you think urgent care should have valet? Where you could throw your keys and be like, hey, park my car?
No, that's the ER.
Okay, but urgent.
No.
Huh?
Urgent care is, it's not, it's an urgent, it's but urgent. It's not an emergency. That's why the emergency room.
No, I get that.
Okay. I don't think you do.
I do. But don't call it urgent if you're not fucking being urgent about it. Have a little valet boy
it's
out there.
It's a lot more urgent than the ER, unless you're dying.
Wait, what?
Or the doctor. Urgent care is more urgent than a doctor's office, but not as much of an emergency.
Yeah. So anyhow, I wish there was valet. There wasn't. So I'd park like 400 feet away, and then I'm walking to urgent care, and I feel like such a dick running. Like, I still was insecure about people thinking I was running.
Aw.
And I was like, also, I was choking, so I had to, like, convince myself, like, I can't do both.
Yeah, that's, like, the worst thing to do is run if you're choking.
But you also want to get there as fast as possible.
But that's, like, what is it? Like, running in the rain, does it make you more wet? When people are like, oh, don't run in the rain, you'll get wetter. Which doesn't make sense.
So don't run while choking because then you'll choke more?
Wetter's not a word. You get more wet.
So I go in there and there's like a woman there and I'm like, hey, I'm... She goes, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, I'm choking.
You said, I came from the town 20 minutes over because I'm choking.
On Lent.
She gave me a look too where I swear to God, I looked at her and I was like, this lady's going to laugh about this with her husband later. Like, I had a thought where I was like, she's gonna make fun of me later. Like, because, like, even when I'm saying it, I'm kind of not, because maybe the panic attack is kind of going away a little bit, where I'm like, okay, what is happening? Because obviously I'm not dead yet. But she's like, mom, you have a seat. And I was like, I can't sit because I'm choking. Like, I think I should see someone right away. She's like, yeah, okay. And then I sit down and I'm like reading a People magazine. I'm like, maybe I'm not choking.
You're like,
I kept doing that.
You're like that guy, Bane, with the fucking mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, how does it go?
I'm joking.
You're like, and Andrew Collin? You're like, yeah. Wait, that was so bad.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to be seen. I'm joking over here.
Then you get back there and they're like, we gotta see your cock. It sounds ginormous. And yeah. Then they compliment it.
Yeah, my grandma's like, what? Huh? What? Huh? Anyhow, so the doctor sees me. And at this point, I'm like thinking, I'm like, I should just go home because I don't think I'm choking. Like, I finally did come down enough where I was like, this is so embarrassing. But then another part of me was like, I think I should still get the x-ray just to make sure. And I remember the doctor looking at me and looking at the chart and then looking at me and being like, what is, what? Like, she goes, yeah, sir. Usually there's symptoms.
Death.
Turning blue. Shortness of breath. Choking. She literally said choking to my joke. And then we took the x-ray.
You guys x-rayed your throat?
And sure enough, I had nothing in there. I had absolutely nothing in there, too. Yeah. And she prescribed me. I think she might have prescribed me Zoloft. Or not Zoloft. Xanax. And maybe a vacuum for the fucking rug. Or for the carpet.
Oh, and I thought for your throat.
I remember seeing my a dust buster for my throat. Can you dust bust in my throat?
She goes, in case this happens again. Just
thank you. Thank you. I ended up, the funny thing is I saw my grandma Shirley the next day. There was no mention.
She never
was like, so you were joking.
I'm glad you're still here.
Thanks, grandma. That's oh, amazing. Man. Yeah. Anyhow, that was, yeah. I went to the ER at least 3 or 4 times thinking I was having a heart attack. And it's the worst when you're like, you almost want something to be wrong, you know? Also, with that cyst bursting, I feel like, whatever, like malpractice, like I feel like that's fucking, you have like a case to be like, why didn't you take me seriously?
I mean, it's like a common theme upon like just women experiencing menstrual pains.
Yeah.
I doctors don't believe them, like whether it's like men who just cannot understand their pain or women who are like, women doctors who maybe they've never had pain like that. So they're like, oh, it's not, couldn't be that bad. Like,
yeah.
Or, you know.
Also with insurance and like, if they do the x-ray, next thing you know, if you don't have insurance, you know, it just adds up so much. Fucking anyhow. All right. Let's hear some voicemails. We had people call in. We actually had a ton of voicemails sent in. It was what annoys you about a doctor or some doctor stories. Thanks for sending in your voicemails. We'll prompt you again next week. And yeah. What we got?
What annoys me most about going to the doctor? I think the fact that I'm always having to repeat myself to multiple people. Like, first you call to, like, tell somebody what's going on. And you think they're going to write down those notes, right? So then, like, you come in and you check in or whatever. And then you have to tell, like, the nurse or medical assistant when they bring you back to the room what's wrong with you and blah, blah, blah. And I just, like... And then the doctor comes in and is like, so what's going on? And it's just, why do I have to repeat myself three times in order to like get my yeast infection figured out? Like, I don't want to talk about my vagina that much. And it's just like, let's just have one mode of communication and not have to repeat myself. Like, I'm already not feeling great. Like, why do we have to make it harder? You know?
I think part of the reason, I've always wondered that, but I think part of the reason is so they make sure that they've got the right patient.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand the frustration of trying to get a yeast infection fixed, because if you've had one, you know what it is the next time you get it. And certain people, like myself, are prone to them. Like, you just, it just happens frequently. So you're like, I know what it is. And you go in and you tell them and they... make you go through everything, which is good, but like, we know what it is.
A good doctor will just give you the pill.
Yes, just ma'am, it's,
yeah, it's, it sucks like having to say the word yeast.
It's so gross
so many times. Like, it's like, look, I already said fucking yeast to her and you're making me say
the discharge.
Yeah, I'm having discharge from my yeast.
What does it feel like? 1,000 mosquito bites.
Can you tell that 7 more times? Yeah, no, that is frustrating. Also, it's like, makes me question, you know, going forward, are they communicating? You want your doctor to communicate with the nurse. Like, why is this not being relayed?
I think a lot of it, communication again, yeah, happens on charts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks. But I don't know. Don't get yeast infections.
Yeah.
Just fucking clean your puss. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a pH imbalance.
Oh.
Clean your dick.
Clean, yeah, your dick.
Yeah.
Or don't fuck guys with dirty dicks.
Use condoms.
Yeah.
I'd rather say yeast 5 times than wear a condom. That's for sure.
All right, next one.
On the topic.
Hey, Puddles. Loving the new reboot. Did you ever used to have a phobia of getting a boner at the doctor's or the dentist? I know I did, especially in middle school and early high school years. Now I'm old, washed up, and I'm lucky if I get one a week.
I love that. I love that he's worried at the dentist. I mean, you're just worried about getting boners anywhere. At that point. You ever go to your lawyer and think you're fucking rock hard?
I wonder, like, I would be so worried constantly as a man, like, to get boners just in general. I mean, but at the doctor?
I mean, there is, like, when you're getting a physical, where usually the doctor's a guy, so you don't want to be gay if he's playing with your balls and you get hard.
Do you have to think about things that make you not hard?
Well, the hard part is, no pun intended, is you have to, as a guy, I've talked about this before, when you're grinding, you want a half heart. You want some blood flow. But doctor's offices are cold. There's so much light in there. And it's just a lot of pressure, and your dick usually shrivels up inside your body.
So your doctor's like trying to find it.
Yeah, yeah. Your doctor, it's like, do you have foreskin? No, that's just my dick. That's my, I actually got a lot of the skin cut off.
Sometimes when I get like, so when you get a pap smear,
yeah,
they put lube on you because, oh, they are like putting a big thing on you.
Are you worried about getting wet?
Or your doctor will like, they lube up their no, they do. They lube up their fingers and then they go up and they feel your, I don't know,
cervix.
Yes, thank you. And they like do that. So you like get fingered by your doctor, and it's not, it doesn't turn you on, but they don't like, you are wet.
Yeah.
So then I feel like a weirdo because, like, you know, I'm wet at the doctor's.
Also, you're like pulled,
and you're like lubed up, so you're like wet for the rest of the day. And like, unless you like, wipe with a napkin, a wet wipe, you're just walking around with soaked panties, like literal cream in my jeans.
There's something too funny about it. Like, your whole life, your mom's like, find a good doctor. Like, marry a doctor.
Yeah, my and mom then one loves you this and one doctor.
Yeah,
40-year-old, nice curly hair, all slicked back. She was like, we got it. All the girls got to go to him.
Really? Yeah,
my mom's such a weirdo.
His hands are like magic.
The breast exam.
It is funny for your doctor to be like, all right, we're going to check your balls. What I'll do is I'll just place my mouth on your penis. And it's like, wait, what? What's happening? What's happening here? No, this is standard procedure. Okay, what else? What we got?
Hey, my name's Taylor. I'm actually a medical student, and I don't know why, I just thought you guys would think this was kind of funny, but we recently had to do our male GU exam practice, which is just like looking at the penis and then doing a rectal exam. So thought of you, Andrew, and your hemorrhoids. I have them too, so you're not alone.
Thanks.
But anyways, basically, these people volunteer and have like 21 med students at a time, well, like one after another, go in and like put their finger in their butt. So I just thought that was pretty funny. I don't know who would volunteer for that, but I guess they do get paid. So if you're ever interested, Andrew, I'm sure you could volunteer for that. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I don't let you see my asshole, but I let 21 med school students.
I'd be so mad. I'd steal an ID. I'd shove somebody in a closet, their clothes, and be the first person.
You'd go back to college.
I'd say, step aside, bitches.
You'd go back to college, do pre-med, take your MCATs, get a perfect score just to see my asshole. I just hope you weren't number like 18. Hopefully you get in there fresh.
So, yeah.
I wonder how much money you get. What a fucking crazy thing where you go.
It's not much, but.
Yeah, it's probably not even that much. Man, that's so crazy. Can you imagine just standing in line waiting to finger someone's asshole? It's just so. Dude, it's so funny when you put like a lab coat on and you get inside a hospital. All like, it's all make believe once you get in there. You know what I mean? It's all like a dream. Because anywhere else, if you were at Chipotle and you were fucking standing in line to wait to finger a guy's asshole, it'd be fucking weird.
Okay, I have a question about hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Are they...
Go on.
Do they... I picture them like sea mussels. Like you know how they grow in like...
In the water?
No, like how they grow like in clusters. Mm-hmm. Like, are yours like a cluster, like rimming your around your butthole? Or is it like, oh, you get one and then you... Because you say hemorrhoids plural.
Yeah, there's a few.
But
there's
but
one main guy.
But your butthole is so small. Like, yeah. What is it? Do well, they... Are they... Do they...
There's one... The champion.
There's the champion?
The big dog.
Ugh. And he comes out when you push too hard.
No,
huh?
He's kind of always there. He's not inside me. He's
outside you?
Yeah. Kind of like
does it hurt when you like...
Like a doggy door.
Does it always hurt?
No. It doesn't hurt at all, actually. When I eat
like
right...
A doggy door.
If I eat fiber and I don't lift too heavy.
But does it flaps around like a doggy door?
Yeah.
Couple, wow.
Yeah.
So wait. When you fart, does it?
Probably.
Is that why your farts sound so weird?
I think so.
It's because it claps around. Yeah, it claps to the hemorrhoid and back. It reverberates.
Uh-huh. It's like a standing ovation down there. yeah. Wow. I don't even know. Yeah. 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 I think my farts are louder because of that.
Do you ever? But my dad definitely has hemorrhoids now that I think about it.
Yeah. Every guy does. Any real man.
Do you ever look at them?
No, I don't want to. I don't know.
Have you ever looked at them?
Do you want me to sleep?
Well, do you ever? Tonight? Have you ever looked at them? Have you ever been over a mirror?
Yes, I have. I've put a mirror and then I'll put a mirror underneath. And it's just like, it's not that bad. I mean.
Well, then you should have let me see it.
Go to med school.
I don't think I want to see it now that you've described it. Only until when you're dead. Because then it's like, I can't have sex with you when you're dead. So.
Yeah.
That's when I can see it.
That's a good point. You might be able to bang my dead body.
Before I tell people you're dead.
Yeah. Because I think when you die, you get hard.
Really?
If you're at the dentist. No, if you just get hard, apparently. But then you might shit yourself. And that wouldn't be good. Because then it'll be loud.
Well, you're not shitting yourself if you're dead. Just poop's falling out of your body.
I don't know the details.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Here's the last one.
Hey, Andrew and Brenna. This is Jason. I have a pretty funny doctor story, I think. I get annual physicals and hadn't been for a while, but when I resumed them several years ago, I wasn't wearing underwear and I was told to go sit on the exam table, just get down to my underwear, and they shut the door and I started freaking out, didn't know what to do. So the decision I went with was to just sit there buck naked. And when they came in, they said, oh, we said you could stay in your underwear. And I just said, I didn't understand the instructions. Sorry. And that was it. Ever since then. Yeah. Probably still didn't wear underwear later.
Can't believe he gets annual checkups. Like the one thing I heard. I was like, okay, Mr. Moneybags.
What would you have done?
Well, I've had something like that happen to me.
Wait, they should have.
It is kind of funny. It's like, look.
Because you know what? They give women little drawstring things because we have boobs. So like that's never happened to me. But I probably would have gotten one of those napkins and put it over.
And the guy's like, look, you're complaining about your shoulder hurting. I don't know why your dick's out. Dude, one time I saw.
Dude, that's so funny.
Yeah.
You're getting your teeth clean.
Yeah. I don't know why. Well, I had that when I got arrested, and they make you strip down to your boxers in front of everyone, and I wasn't wearing boxers. Oh, no. So I was the only person naked out of 40 inmates.
Were you like yanking it, trying to get a halfie?
Dude, it was the smallest it's ever. I know you've seen it when it's insanely tiny.
Hey, it's better than it being hard, I think.
That's true. Scenario. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Be thankful.
So I get this guy's pain. I understand.
Because nobody's going to be like, remember that guy who had a really like shriveled up penis in the jail line? But somebody will be like, yeah, there was like this guy who was like fucking rock hard.
Yeah, they probably would have tried to fuck me. They probably thought I was into him.
Just because somebody's in jail for the night doesn't mean they're like, I'm ready to fuck a guy.
If they're rock hard. If you're rock hard around 40 dudes,
maybe in the drunk tank. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a tank of dudes.
We were in the tank fucking. And the guy that would serve us pizza all the time was in there from a DUI randomly.
Really?
We're like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, man, sorry, my dick's so small. He's like, don't worry, I'll give you a free slice next time. I was like, thanks, dude. Yeah, dude, that sucks. I mean, yeah, I don't know. The fact that he goes annually and like still fucked up like that is kind of funny.
Like he knows better. First annual, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, thank you so much for the voicemails. And make sure you subscribe, you like, and watch to hit the bell. I don't know. like reading the thing.
Make sure you subscribe, like keep watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the bell next to the subscribe button so you can get notifications for when we're dropping new episodes. Keep leaving voicemails.
Yes, keep leaving voicemails. We've got great feedback so far. We really appreciate y'all listening. Brenna, do you have any skincare tips?
I do. My skincare tip is I wanted to talk about sunscreens. So there's chemical sunscreens. Chemical sunscreens absorb the sun's rays and turn them into heat on the skin. And physical sunscreens reflect the sun's rays literally away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you... Everybody has their preference. Physical sunscreens have zinc in them. They tend to leave a white cast. But they're better for people who deal with any skin conditions related to inflammation, which honestly all of them are, but specifically really red inflamed cystic acne, rosacea, dermatitis, psoriasis, eczema, all of those things that you don't want to be adding heat to your skin externally or internally with your diet. I would recommend physical sunscreen. And if you don't like the white cast, go for a tinted physical sunscreen.
All right. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Everybody now cuddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.